Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Today on Ours to Protect, we're talking to Joanna Dukipati, founder of Good Day Cork, about her project, Diverse Stories from Nature. We're going to talk about how our natural world can bring together people from all different backgrounds to find common ground and why that is important.
So what it was for me anyway, from a Good Day Cork's perspective, is about bringing people from different cultures together to talk about everyday things. And so I was walking the Mardike Trail just here in the city center in Cork. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to take people through this walk and talk about their memories? Does this space, does this trail take them somewhere else where they grew up? Because it did for me. And in that, there are stories about our culture, about where we grew up and how we've made Cork home. So there was potential there to have an intergenerational conversation.
Carried out during National Biodiversity Week, the aim of the walk was to connect people to the places they came from, using nature as a tool to get them there. Joe with more.
We were a group of 15 people or so. And I think in the group, they were about, I want to say, 5 to 6 different languages that were being spoken. And these are all people who've made Cork their home and lived here for quite a while. At the start of the walk, I said, it's an invitation for you to reflect about what you're seeing, to observe what you're seeing, and where does it take you? And it's that's extremely important from a climate change perspective as well, which is where the facilitators from the Cork Environmental Forum come in, and also to link two different cultures. You know, for example, if I have grown up in India and I would see something and it would remind me of how a natural path would be if I was walking somewhere in Bombay, which is again very diverse. And then to be able to bring that stories onto a platform and have an exchange is really powerful. And it also then reflects on Cork as being a city that's changing. There's more and more people speaking different languages living in the city. And it's important to acknowledge them. And only then we can appreciate them. And so through this event, having people speaking to the, you know, with their friend or family member in their own language, and then contribute in the group in the lingua franca being English, and to talk about nature, it's happening all at once.
The hope for the project is to compile an artifact that will capture this unique multicultural celebration of biodiversity that will hopefully be available to the public in autumn 2023.
Our plan is to have this artifact ready to be launched in the autumn, along with, of course, our collaborators, Cork Environmental Forum. There are drawings in it, there are illustrations in it, there are loads of words in it, and it's multilingual with translations. So it's beautiful. And so now we're going to make what we know we would call an artifact. And it also helps environmentalists to reimagine how to talk about climate change and climate action, and how we can incorporate everyone who lives in the city. So no ethnic minority groups are isolated in this conversation.
Why are projects like this important when we talk about the environment and talk about diverse communities in Cork?
That's a great question. Because the environment affects us all. And people from different ethnic communities come with their own experience with nature, with their own environment. And, you know, the more conversations we have with people with different knowledge bases, different lived experience, the greater it is for us to find solutions with the problems we're experiencing. Some of the solutions can be culture-based, and we won't know that till we speak to other people, and we don't need to have large seminars and summits and conferences and spend money on that. I'd rather have grassroots conversations at the end of a street around the block and use the money that's being funneled through summits instead of putting it there, put it into community groups.
The theme of today's episode was multiculturalism as an aid to biodiversity. You can find out more about the work Good Day Cork do by visiting their website at www.gooddaycork.com. For more tips and tricks on how to bring your community together to have cultural conversations around the environment, check out the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman, with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.